It's Mike's Daddy Podcast.
Here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valleyton, the last place on earth. It's Mike Matthews.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
It's episode 2787. I'm Mike Matthews. How are you? That's great. Heaven is what this is. Doing a podcast for me, and I like the fizz in the root beer that I get served by the brewmaster, who should be
Mike's Daily Podcast.
He should be lurking around to be there to serve our
Mike's Daily
beverage needs
podcast.
The Olympics.
Yeah.
What? That's this year, huh? It's one of those even numbered years, so NBC's billion-dollar ad extravaganza, the Olympics, will begin in less than 100 days. Headlines already are swirling around Paris 2024. Yes, Paris. Kelly Clarkson, Peyton Manning are going to co-host alongside Mike Tirico, and for his outstanding service to journalism during Tokyo 2020, Snoop Dogg will be on the ground doing primetime coverage. Yes, I guess he was a big thing in Tokyo 4 years ago. The next dream team, Caitlin Clark, is under consideration for Team USA. I think she is on there from what... that came down, yes. I saw that in the news, which I can't... let's see. Or no, Helen Maroulis becomes the first U.S. female wrestler to qualify for three Olympic teams. Okay, I'm not really following the sports too closely, but I will tell you that Kevin Bacon has returned to Footloose High School to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the film. I guess where the film was filmed, and that weird dance he does, the dance-off and all that.
And here's today's podcast picture.
And a really violent scene was with that girl getting beat up. Hey, wasn't that Lori Singer in that movie? You know what? The podcast picture is not of Kevin Bacon, but we'll probably do something from the trip that I did recently to Los Angeles. I'm going to find something. This was last month. See it at mikesdailypodcast.com. What a fun time that was. Okay. I need to, and then we flew there. I'm glad I didn't really read the news that much before I flew, because all this airline bad news stuff. Yes, the late great Basil the Boxer. He never flew, except when he would fly through the hills trying to catch deer. Never successful. But he may have watched an Olympics. I don't remember if we actually watched the Olympics, but let's see. Brands like Nike, Fanatics, LVMH could earn $100 million plus through sales of licensed products. Let's hear it for licensed products. Let's not. Apparel problems. The bikini cut leotard Nike unveiled for women athletes drew accusations of sexism. Nike designs clothing for not only American athletes, but also Canadian, Chinese, German, Kenyan, and Ugandan teams, and the basketball teams of France, Japan, and Spain. Nike also designed a kit for Korea for a new breakdancing event. Yes, there's a new breakdancing event. I'm going to watch that. Looking ahead, Paris's cybersecurity official experts to thwart... cybersecurity official is expecting to thwart at least 3.6 billion attempts to hack into the game's digital infrastructure. They have to worry about that, because it's 2024.
For your entertainment!
What now?
The one! The only!
No.
Mike Matthews!
Wow. That was too much, but thank you. Property taxes, the average for the U.S. single-family home, the average property taxes was about $4,062. Really? Well, I guess I'm not paying too much more than that. Zoinks! But it was up from almost a little over 4%. from 2022. Property taxes. Yeah, they're big here in the Bay Area, that's for sure. Home maintenance costs. Home maintenance.
The news bleed section.
This bit of news. The average for home maintenance, the cost is about $6,663 a year. About $6,500. To maintain a home, and that is up 8.3% from the year previous. Nearly one in five homeowners said they could not afford a $500 emergency repair without going into credit card debt. And believe me, those $500 emergency repairs pop up.
Yo, the mic tip.
At the weirdest times, that's my tip. My garage door, for example, completely broke off and was able, that cost over $1,000 to get that fixed. And it's still not 100%. I got to call the guys back. Almost 10% of homeowners are not confident that they could afford their home insurance premiums at their next renewal.
What in the world was that about?
It's true, though. Home insurance premiums are soaring. Rates rose by more than 10% on average last year after a series of big payouts related to floods, storms, wildfires. California, we lost.
Pretty interesting.
We lost insurance. A lot of insurance companies pulled out or decided not to insure houses anymore. So you have to really be on it when you pay your insurance, your home insurance, for sure. The average annual home insurance cost rose about 20%. It rose about 20% from 2021 to 2023. Average annual home insurance is about $2,377. There could be another 6% increase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Laugh at that because we're crazy. We're full of denial. In denial. 6% increase this year. So, let's see. Rising insurance premiums.
News. Random.
This random bit of news. Property taxes. The rising property taxes, utilities, and maintenance costs show little sign of abating. Of course, they don't. Of course, prices go up. They never come down. Except with gas. Sometimes the gas prices go down, and you're like, ooh, wow.
Like scavenger hunt.
I'm looking. I'm trying to find something under $5 a gallon. In the Bay Area, you won't find it. You'll find it close. If you pay cash instead of credit, you might find it. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast. Somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth, home ownership affordability fell to its lowest level since the 1980s. The mortgage rates reached 23-year high last year. And home prices set new records. So,
what's the cliche of the week?
That's what's going on with houses.
What's the cliche of the week?
So maybe just rent for a while.
What's the cliche of the week?
No shame in that.
What's the cliche of the week?
Or just live in Starbucks or cafe anyway. No, but is Starbucks noisy? The coffee chain unveiled acoustic dampening foam. That's acoustic dampening foam. Planzad. To dim noise.
What's the cliche of the week?
In an effort to.
What's the cliche of the week?
Advance accessibility. They want you.
What's the cliche of the week?
They want you to come in and sit there.
What's the cliche of the week?
And be annoying and bring all your crap. Changes that will better assist guests with hearing aids, too. All right, all that from Rob Black. I produce his podcast. He's on the radio Monday through Friday on AM 1220 KDOW in the morning. And then he's also on Cron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. Let's see. Super yacht sales plunged as wait times rise.
Might rip someone a new one.
Yes, super yacht sales. Who's buying super yachts? Russian oligarchs drop out of the market. The largest super yachts took the biggest hit, with the sales of vessels over 200 meters or roughly 600 feet falling by 40%. A boat is a hole in the water into which one
wow, just wow.
pours money. My dad had a boat in Marina Del Rey. I've posted a lot of pictures from Marina Del Rey. Is the picture today from Marina Del Rey? Maybe. See it at mikesdailypodcast.com, whatever it is. And yeah, it's, you know, they get barnacles on them. They start to corrode and disintegrate in the water. They need repairs constantly. Water's a very corrosive thing. Seawater.
Micropedia Infanica.
Yeah, I'm full of facts. Full of something. That's my Micropedia Infanica. And the last bit there, I don't know if you are wanting to lose weight and you're going to take one of those weight loss drugs that are the big thing these days. Remember a year ago, it was all AI? AI was the big thing. It's still kind of a big thing, but it was really big because it was being pushed to the public through Bing. Bing's, now they call it Copilot. I think back then they called it just ChatGPT, maybe? I forget, in our chat. So
Matthew's News.
X has their own version. What is it, by the way? So all these, this is interesting news, and it made me think. We lost two big names that we were used to saying, HBO and Twitter. We said it all the time. I watch HBO. I watch that show on HBO. I watch Succession on HBO. Then both of them changed to names that have the letter X in them. One is literally just X, and the other is Max.
First of all, I just want to just thank everyone for joining us here on this show. This is great.
Quite a fascinating letter, and yes, Tesla, Elon Musk, he loves that letter X, wants to call everything X, his Model X. And isn't it supposed to spell sex, sexy? Is that it, with the S, the Model S? The Model X, the Model Y.
MTV News. You hear it first.
Yes, this might be MTV. I'm Kurt Loder. Don't forget, Mike, Kurt Loder here. The other song that we're going to play is by the group called Information Society, Walking Away. We're going to be playing that a little later. And Kurt Loder. That was Kurt Loder, everybody. Kurt Loder. The Model 3 is supposed to be E, as in the, right? Because I don't think he has a model. Does he have a Model E? Somebody was explaining all this to me. Anyway, they've cut prices globally, Tesla. Let's see. In China, Germany, and around the globe.
Mike's absolutely useless review.
After, yeah, it is the Model 3. In Germany, the car maker, this is my review of the Model 3, they trimmed the price of the Model 3 rear wheel drive to 40,990 euros, which is about $40,670. It dropped about 3,000 euros. There were also price cuts in many other countries, including Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Let's see. And yeah, what was the thing? Musk postponed a planned trip to India where he was to have met Prime Minister Modi.
Ridiculous random post.
That's what these are. We have all these interesting, ridiculous random posts. He said that Tesla will lay off more than 10% of its global workforce as the automaker braces for its first annual drop in deliveries. Reuters reported on April 5th that Tesla has scrapped its plan to develop its long-awaited affordable EV in favor of robo-taxis. Musk posted that Reuters is lying. So that is that. And then there was that other story too about it. Oh, I'm making a mess out here. I knocked over my root beer mug. Tesla asked the shareholders to vote again on Musk's $56 billion payout package months after a Delaware court found it deeply flawed and voided. So in the world of Tesla, you have nonstop stories, a wellspring of stories that just keep coming. The hits keep coming. As that guy from Mr.
Baloney.
No, not Mr. Baloney. Oh, no, it was from Smash Mouth, that's it. Not Mr. Mister. That guy died. That was in that last year? Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're outside a cafe anyway. Look who's here. Hi, Mike. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. Hi, y'all. Do whatever. My horse Nelly, too. Say hi, Mike. Little Nelly. Hey, little Nelly.
It's a disgruntled brother, tell you what.
What?
I could never afford one of them Teslas, and plus, I don't have a plug in my house to plug the Tesla into to charge it back up, tell you what.
What?
Because you just plug them in, right?
Well, there's a specific type of plug you need. It needs to be installed, and that's expensive, along with all the other expenses about houses we were talking about earlier. So it's a never-ending wellspring. I use the word again. Ding. Of expenses. And oh, look who's pouring me a root beer.
Hello, Mike. I make delicious root beer. I brought you another mug. Have some of my root beer. Oh, boy. Drink right now. I'll cut you.
All right. I'd love to have some. Mmm. Oh, my gosh. That's robust and delicious and wonderful. What's in that?
I put some spices.
Okay. Spices. Did you put turmeric in there?
How'd you know?
I can taste a little turmeric in my root beer. Hmm. Turmeric root. Well, that's it for today's podcast. What'd you think? Did you think we covered a lot of things that you knew already or didn't know or what? Was it refreshing? Was it a refreshing look at things? Hmm. Please let me know. Here is a phone number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Will you shut ups? Liberty Nation Freedom Foam for All.
And with more way Orca, do it the British way. And the way they say and in England is interesting. And with more ways to find out all things Mike's Daily Podcast, here is A-Frame.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.